Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4. The inheritance. What a glorious chain is Peter forging here for these believers. God's elect, he calls them. Yes, they're strangers scattered in the world. Okay. They're of no account in this age. All right. But before God, they're his elect. Chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, separated unto God, called out from the world, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth, regeneration, into a hope, a living, confident expectation, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And now we get this, verse 4. And into an inheritance. Brothers and sisters, we have an inheritance. And look how Peter describes it. In the negative, like a never perish, never spoil, never fade. Of course, we think of the positive. It's glorious and ever new, ever living, ever wonderful. Inheritance. And what an inheritance. It's not a piece of jewelry or furniture or a watch or even a house or lands. It's the glory of God. John 14, in my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. This is taken, as it were, for us. Peter describes the negative to get us to hear the positive. You see. It will never perish, never fade, never spoil. It's beyond corruption. You might say it's tautology, but no. There are different figures here. It's got a beauty that will never tarnish. It's got a glory that will never fade. Look at this present world. Look at the Jewish inheritance under the Old Covenant. The land, well, very good. But what could spoil it? What could spoil the earth? The weather, abuse by man, and so on. It could lose its value, and they could lose the land. You know, Romans chapter 8, the whole creation is groaning and longing for something. And here it is, something that can never perish, spoil, or fade. It's permanent, no pollution. There's no Genesis 3 here, my friend. Genesis 3 is for this life. Romans chapter 8, no. There's no moth, no thief, no rust, no decay, no blight. It will wither not. Fading is the worldling's pleasure. All his boasted pomp and show, solid joys and lasting treasure, none but Zion's children know. That's John Newton for us. This is what we have here. It's unchangeable. It's deathless. It's always bright. It's never fading. It's solid and lasting. This is what we have. This is the negative, but we put it into the positive. Brother and sister, this is ours. Unbeliever, I say again to you, you do not know what you are missing by being outside of Christ. What inheritance have you got? Ruin, change and decay and all around I see. That's this world. But what have you got in eternity? The ruin you see, the spoiling of the earth, the marring of the planets, the rubbish and all around us, the sin, the corruption, you see all that. Think how dreadful it will be in eternity. But for the believer, this is not our heaven. This is the enemy's camp. The whole world lies in wickedness. But we're going to a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. And the inheritance we have is never perishing, never spoiling, never failing or fading. New every morning, new every joy, new every pleasure is always renewed. And in eternity we shall prove it forever and ever. Blessed be God.